I'd like to welcome everyone to our February council meeting and declare the meeting open at 4:32. In attendance, we have Councillor Barrett, President, Councillor Robinson, Deputy President, Councillor Letter, Councillor Penny, Councillor Dewar, Councillor White, Councillor Witham, staff, Karen Callahan, Chief Executive Officer, Pam Hull, Strategic Support and Projects Officer, Sharon's not here. Julie Gooch, Governance and Compliance Officer, and welcome Julie. Peter Larhoff, Manager of Works. Is there any leave of absence? No. Do we have any apologies? No. Item 3, disclosure of interest. Neil. Item 4, response to previous public questions taken on notice. Neil. Item 5, public question time. Neil. 6, presentations, petitions, deputations. Neil. 7, application for leave of absence. Neil. Announcements from the presiding member. Neil. 9, confirmation of minutes. 9.1, ordinary council meeting, 18th of December 2025. Recommendation that the minutes of the ordinary meeting council held on 18th of December 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Dewar. Seconder. Councillor Letter. All those in favour, 7-0. 9.2, special council meeting, 30th of January 2026. Recommendation that the minutes of the special council meeting of council held on 30th of January 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. Move for that, please. Councillor Robinson, Councillor Penny. All those in favour, 7-0. Okay, item 10, Brimhill Townlock Point of Difference, Neil. Item 11, Pillar 2, Brimhill Townlock Economy. 11.1, 55 Townlock, West Road Townlock, request to transfer land. Author of this is Tash, who's not with us, but we have a recommendation there. Does anyone have any comment from the floor?
Just curious, I'm guessing it's a piece of land that's of no commercial value at all, and the person's probably paying rates on it. Yeah, I know what I'd be doing, not paying rates on it, because it's obviously of no value. So what happens then? Just end up with it by default.
Through the chair, we would recover the rates as we normally do on that property, but certainly it doesn't have any commercial value whatsoever, and particularly given that it is in that 100-year floodplain area and the zone is parks and recreation.
There's no
doubt. Can I also add?
Yes.
Through the chair, that if we were to go through and acquire the land, it would set a precedent in the future too.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Okay, with no further discussion, I'll put the recommendation forward. That the council declines the request for transfer of land at 55 Tanlock West Road. On the basis that the land does not demonstrate strategic value and we impose ongoing maintenance and liability obligations without an identified community benefit. Is there a mover to that? Councillor Penny, Seconder. Councillor Widow. All those in favour? 7-0. 11.2, proposed net mass, Lot 2, Warren Up Road, Broomhill West. This author of this one is Ms. Bushby from Town Planning Innovations. Any discussion to this item? Councillor Penny?
Through the chair, I can't remember seeing it in the application, but I presume that the application was, it was included in the application about in London that there for 5 years. Is that why that this information is that it could be removed after 5 years? Is that what happened?
Through the chair, yes, there is. It's a temporary 5-year structure. We will remove your obligation after that period.
Councillor
Chair, if it was showing a benefit, especially for the farming community, and hence what we just listened to with the decline in rainfall and whatever, whether it was serving a purposeful recording flow. Is there an opportunity to
leave it there longer? Through the chair, it hasn't been considered at this point in time, but it's certainly something that we could discuss with the moment.
Potentially have more. Which is obviously had no submission from neighbours or anything.
Through the chair?
No. Recommendation forward. Okay, that the council one notes that the application has been advertised and 6 submissions were received with no objections to the proposal. 2, approves the application for a met mast on Lot 2 on Positive Plan 88855 in Broomhill West, subject to the following conditions and footnotes. A, the plans lodged with the application form part of this approval. Board development shall generally accord with the approved plans unless otherwise approved in writing by the Chief Executive Officer. B, marker boards, high visibility flags or high visibility sleeves shall be placed on the upper third of the outer guide wires to assist aircraft visibility. C, low intensity obstacle lighting shall be provided in accordance with the standards outlined in Part 139 Aerodromes Manual of Standards. D, this approval is valid for a maximum of 5 years from the date of completion of construction of the met mast. Following the 5-year period, this approval shall expire and become void. E, upon expiry of this approval, the met mast shall be removed. Footnotes. 1, the applicant is advised to lodge a vertical obstacle notification form with CASA to record the structure on aeronautical charts. 2, the applicant is requested to notify the Shire in writing once construction of the met mast has been completed. Do we have a move by Councillor White? Seconded, Councillor Dewar. All those in favour, 7-0. 11.3, 10-year footpath plan, 2026-2036. The manager of works is the author of this one. Is there any discussion? Did you have anything to put to this point, Peter?
It's a really good thing for the future to have a 10-year plan, and through various plans that we've adopted recently, it's pretty comprehensive and flexible where necessary, and it addresses things like disabled access and potential for trip hazards and liabilities. So overall, it's a very good comprehensive plan, Great job with it as well. That's a good thing.
Right, thank you. Recommendation that the 10-year footpath plan 2026-2036 be presented as presented, be endorsed. Any second that has one. Mr. Labor, 7 million. 11.4, Block 1, number 269, Jam Creek Road, Popalong, proposed subdivision, Road PC, reference 201933. Pam, did you have anything to say this item?
Not to be self-explanatory. Yep. So, Council's been, Sean's been working through the process of transferring the number one dam from the Woodcourt back to the Shire, which is a fantastic asset for us to have. As part of that, we had to do a subdivision of the site to survey off the dam, and part of that process was to create a new river reserve, and we needed to name the river. So I'm very neutral, there's some names suggested, and I may recommend one.
Recommendation forward. And in relation to the application number 201933 to subdivide Lot 1, number 269 Jam Creek Road, following road name be proposed to the Geographic Names Committee for approval, Sheoak Lane. Councillor White's happy to move that. Seconded, Councillor Dewar. All those in favour, 7-0. Item 12, People of 3, Greenville Tamworth Lifestyle. 12.1, Community Support Request for the Tamworth CRC Family Fund Day 2026. Karen, do you think that
Mr. President, I think it's pretty self-explanatory unless anyone has any questions.
Recommendation that the Council approves a financial contribution of $1,000 to the Tamworth Community Resource Centre to support delivery of the 6th Annual Family Fund Day on 22nd February 2026 and supports the provision of a Shire generator for use at the Tamworth Union on that date. Mover, Councillor Leather, seconded, Councillor Robinson, all those in favour, 7-0. Key Pillar 4, Broomfield Tamworth Shire Support. Okay, 13.1, Financial Statements for the December 2025. Anything on the floor regarding the Financial Statements December 2025? On that, I'll put the recommendation forward that the monthly financial statements for the period ending 31st of December 2025 be received. Mover, Councillor White, seconded, Councillor Dewar, all those in favour, 7-0. 13.2, financial statements for January 2026. Any comments? Financial statements, January 2026? No? No? All right, recommendation that the monthly financial statements for the period ending 31st of January 2026 be received. Move, please. That's a penny, seconded, that's a Robinson. All those in favour? 7-0. 13.3, monthly list of payments, December 2025. from the floor? Recommendation forward. That in accordance with regulations 13.1 and 13A1 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, the list of payments paid under delegated authority or with Shire purchasing cards for December 2025 be endorsed, comprising municipal fund check, electronic funds transfer, EFT, and direct debit payments totaling $534,849.57. And credit purchasing card payments total $5,655.91. The mover, Councillor Letter, seconded, Councillor White. All those, it's past 7-0. Okay, 13.4. Monthly list of payments, January 2026.
Yes, the Water Corporation one again, that's reasonably high, but absolutely is in line with previous years. And have we had any answers on getting a credit back on those other supposed overcharges?
Yeah, through the chair, we at previous council meeting confirmed that we have received a refund in full for those additional charges.
Nothing further. Recommendation forward. In accordance with regulations 13.1 and 13A1 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, the list of payments paid under delegated authority for the Shire purchasing cards for January 2026 be endorsed, comprising municipal fund check, electronic funds transfer, EFT, and direct debit payments totaling $608,826.90. And credit purchasing card payments totaling $3,621.51. Mover. Councillor Knight. Seconder. Councillor Robinson. All those in favour. Pass 7-0. Appointment of the deputy of the presiding member and adoption of an updated terms of reference for Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. But here's the only cost, governance and compliance. And we do have a recommendation here and we're happy to go with as discussed earlier. Recommendation, the Council 1 adopts the revised terms of reference for the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. 2, appoints applicant Alan Lamb as the independent deputy of the presiding member to the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee in accordance with the requirements of Local Government Regulations Amendment Regulations, number 4, 2025. Seconder, Councillor Midden. All those in favour? 7-0. Point 6, Corporate Business Plan, Quarterly Progress Report, October to December 2025. To speak to the item, Pam?
Through the chair, no.
That's fine. Okay, that recommendation, that Corporate Business Plan 2024-2028 Quarterly Progress Report for the period October-December 2025 as presented be received. Move please, Councillor Robertson. Seconded, Councillor Dewar. All those in favour? 7-0. 13.7, Broomhill Coconut Road, Audible Edge Lines Marking Equips. Would you like to speak to this item, Peter?
Yes, so we put out an equip through the third supplier program, and for Audible Edge and Center Line Marking for Greenville Coconut Road. Under the Safer Roads Program funding grant, the tender or network wasn't very successful. We only had one submission, and the costs seem way too high compared to investigations and other with other companies. So what I was asking is if we reject the tender completely, and because this job is staged over 2 years, we have more than enough time to get a better result by doing another
Chair, what was that last bit? You can get another quote?
No.
Or not worry about another quote?
No, we'll get we only received one submission, so it wasn't a very good one. It's pretty pathetic, really. So what I'm proposing is that we reject that one and we can, moving forward, just do it, put out another one. And we should get a better result next time around.
Are you able to tell us what it exceeded by, Peter?
Sorry?
Are you able to tell us how much it exceeded our budget?
Well, it's the budget for the whole project is $1.5 million. We, when we costed the job out, by various investigation we found, we thought that a reasonable price for the edge line marking would be about $40,000 less than that quote. Sorry.
$40,000?
Yeah.
Less than that quote.
Well, less than $440,000.
Yeah. $420,000. Yeah, because the edge line marking is very expensive.
Yeah.
But there is other companies out there that just after investigation we found that they were just too busy at the moment. There's a lot of money being dished out and everyone's flat out, so it's been difficult trying to get quotes this time. However, during winter when things slow down, we should get a lot better response from things, because we don't have to do the line marking until the end of the next financial year. So just getting in early and making sure that we can sign something out.
And that was all part of our funding process?
Yep.
So just Peter, what determines the requirement for the room? Is that a decision to be made, or is there a process that determines it's a requirement?
No, it's based on the main roads and main roads criteria. So the Broomhill Coconut Road has been identified as part of the commodity route system, and the traffic count of 200 vehicles a day qualifies for various categories, and because over 20% of the traffic is trucks, heavy vehicles, we're able to secure that grant because they're promoting what they're trying to promote is a prevention of mainly single vehicle rough road incidents. So portable line marking helps with that by, you know, if you get off the road a little bit, the bullet wakes you up, and the widening of the shoulder also helps. Yeah, so.
Because that road doesn't come ordinary.
No, it didn't even have anyone I know until when I first got here and suggested we should line mark it and approach Kojanup as well and do it jointly. So Kojanup now working on their end of the social work program, and that's basically
through the chair, I do have another question, but you thought the quote was about $40,000 more expensive than you were hoping?
Well,
roughly?
I haven't had a look at the figures, but we can get a much better deal.
Because in the budget it was $300,000.
Yeah.
Is that make a good line mark? I don't know.
There's three other companies out there. Spoken to you, you know, on the phone, and everyone's just too busy at the moment. I've only got one submission back, so I'm not very happy with it. It's not a good result. I think we could do better.
A recommendation that the council rejects the tender submission received from Road and Traffic Services Proprietary Limited for Audible Edge Line Marking to Project RS001 Greenville Kojanup Road, noting the quoted price of $461,988 excluding GST exceeds the available budget allocation. Mover is Councillor White, second Councillor Webber.
Just spoke to the motion.
Did you want to speak to the motion?
Yeah, I just wanted to speak to the motions and reaffirm that Peter's explanation really covers it quite well where we need to go back out to tender and meet our budget requirements.
Okay. Thank you. Seconded, Councillor Bell. Okay. All those in favour? 7-0. Point 8, draft renewable energy planning code and regulatory amendment submission. Karen, comments?
Yes, Mr. President. The Shire supports, in principle, the state renewable framework that seeks local safeguards. Based on the Shire's direct wind farm lived experience, and particularly the comments previously from the community, is what the submission in part has been based on. It advocates the recognition of local planning principles and policies, and it's a balanced position between energy transition and community protection.
Nothing further. The recommendation forward that the council 1 endorses the Shire of Greenville Tanlock submission on the draft renewable energy planning code guidelines and supporting regulatory amendments as attached. 2, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to lodge the endorsed submission with the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage before 10th April 2026. Please, Councillor Dewar. Seconded, Councillor Letta. All those in favour? 7 here. 13.9, communication and social media policy. Once again, Karen, anything?
Yeah, Mr. President, we haven't previously had a communication and social media policy, and particularly as we progress to a more social media platform. That it's important to have this in place and particularly to clarify who can speak on behalf of the Shire. It applies to councillors, staff and contractors. It's also timely at the moment given we're updating the code of conduct for both the council members and staff. And it protects the reputation, legal compliance and this sort of aligns with the moral code and governance practices.
Thanks, Karen. Recommendation that the Council adopts the communication and social media policy as presented. Mover. Councillor Wright, seconded. Councillor Robinson, opposing. 7 nil. 13.10. Updated code of conduct for Council members, committee members, and candidates. The Council, by absolute majority, adopts the amended Code of Conduct for Council members, committee members, and candidates as contained in the attachment. Move it, please. Councillor Penny. Seconded, Councillor Witham. All those in favour? 7 nil. 13.11, remuneration for independent members of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. Any discussion from the floor to this item?
No. I'll make a comment on the record that I find it an onerous cost to a small community, but I understand it's something we're being forced to do, and so, yeah, while I'm not happy with it, I understand we have to do it.
Thank you. Can I put the recommendation forward? That the Council, one, approved by an absolute majority budget amendment of $7,500 for the payment of fees and allowances to the independent presiding member and deputy of the presiding member of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. Two, determine in accordance with sections 5.100 of the Local Government Act 1995 and clause 6.4A of the Local Government CEO and elected council members' determination 2025 as varied, that the meeting attendance fee payable to the independent presiding member of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee is $220 per meeting. Three, determine in accordance with section 5.100 of the Local Government Act 1995 and clause 6.4A of the Local Government CEO and elected council members' determination 2025 as varied, meeting attendance be payable to the independent deputy of the presiding member. Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee is $100 per meeting. Four, approve reimbursement of reasonable meeting preparation, travel, childcare and accommodation costs for the independent presiding member and deputy of the presiding member associated with attendance at Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee meetings where demonstrated to the satisfaction of the local government. Five, approve that where suitable, Shire accommodation is available, independent ARIC members be provided Shire owned accommodation at no cost in lieu of commercial accommodation reimbursement. So we move it to that. Councillor Witham, seconder. Councillor Robinson, vote. passed 7-0. Item 14, matters for which the meeting may be closed. 15, elected members' motions of which previous notice has been given. 16, questions from members without notice. 17, new business.